This is the Radio Broadcast podcast, and this time around, we're telling you all about what's happening on the 5th and 6th of March. And in case you can't sleep, take that either way, at just before 1:20 a.m. UK time, we have Nick the Bard singing Slayer, Seasons in the Abyss, on Kenny G's show on WFMU. And it's got an edge to it because all you hear is Nick's accompaniment because he's singing it on headphones.
Hey, Nick. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What are you doing today, Nick the Bard?
Slayer, Seasons in the Abyss.
What's it called?
Seasons in the Abyss.
Okay. And what year is this, Nick the Bard?
1991, I believe.
Seasons in the Abyss.
Yeah. Oops. Propaganda death ensemble burial to be. Corpse rotting through the night in bloodless misery. Scorched earth the policy, the reason for the siege. The pendulum it shaves the blade, strafing ear blood rage.
And at 3:05 a.m, one of a number of editions of Over the Edge, hosted by Don Joyce, this time around called Music Is.
I don't know where, but she sent me there.
Breaking second of vibration, all the zigzag noises in the universe. Listen!
Gotta keep those loving good vibrations are happening with her.
Ow! I'm so frightened.
Well, I control all the even vibrations in the universe.
Good vibrations are happening with her.
Vibrations that make beautiful music.
And we have Chris Watson, Porist, Nula, and a few others taking us through to 11 a.m. UK time. And then it's part one of a three-part discussion of John Cage and Morton Feldman in conversation. Wonderful, poetic and humorous discussion.
Give me an example. What would be an intrusion on your life, for instance, that you would call culture?
Well, this weekend I was on the beach.
Yes.
And on the beach these days are transistor radios.
Yes.
Blaring out rock and roll.
Yes.
All over.
Yes. And you didn't enjoy it?
Not particularly. I adjusted to it.
How?
By saying that, well, I thought of the sun and the sea as a lesser evil.
Well, you know how I adjusted to that problem of the radio in the environment. Very much as the primitive people adjusted to the animals which frightened them, and which probably, as you say, were intrusions. They drew pictures of them on their caves, and so I simply made a piece using radios. Now, whenever I hear radios, even a single one, not just 12 at a time, as you must have heard on the beach, at least. I think, well, they're just playing my piece.
That might help me next weekend.
Yeah, and I listen to it with pleasure.
At 1:20, Radio Broadcast presents Boring, which we'll feature in another podcast. But we asked a handful of young people how they felt about boring things and what boring was and what's exciting. That's at 1:19 p.m. on the 5th of March. At just after 3 p.m. on the 5th of March, we have John Wynn with Up Country, made specially for Radio Broadcast.
Hello, 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 the show. Welcome.
Hello and welcome to Upcountry on Radio Broadcast. I'm John Wynn and I'll be with you for the next 2 hours playing a mix of country music, field recordings, experimental sound works, and the kind of dance music that makes you want to sit down. Slowness is a relative term, so sometimes things will be going rather fast. As we see just how far we can stretch 2 hours.
And after John Wynn, just after 5 p.m, Irene Moon with part two of Let's Talk Science with Human Evolution, part one.
It's hard enough to possibly conceptualize what is that we think of as evolution, or the slow change or progressive change of life, humans or otherwise, due to natural selection and other processes. But by slow, I mean slow as in thousands and millions of years. And so the nugget of information I'm trying to get to in this interview is that, can human beings actually perceive evolution, which perhaps they can or not? But you, as an evolutionary biologist then, how do you reconcile a potential inability to perceive consciously evolution, your own personal history, and the history of the planet? That's kind of a lofty pursuit, but there we go.
Many shows in between these, which you can find at the Radio Broadcast schedule at avfestival.co.uk, but early evening UK time at 7 p.m, Cheese Snob Wendy with a series made specially for Radio Broadcast, this time around called Enjoying Cheese is Slow.
If all you're interested in is cheese for a workaday sandwich, or your choices are between the yellow block of vacuum-sealed cheese and the white block of vacuum-sealed cheese, shopping for cheese is fast and easy. If, however, you want to buy cheese you will savor, that you can appreciate as a standalone food and not an ingredient. If you want cheese made fully by human love, care, and labor, and not by a factory, cheese will be slow for you.
My love must be a kind of blind love.
After that, Sharon Gow with Mouth Crazy, and then at 9 p.m. Christoph Maigon presents for Radio Broadcast, a selection of his own work that particularly might fit or reflect upon this wider theme of As Slow As Possible, the AV Festival theme.
It's left to say that hasn't already been said. Strange. I feel like I've had this conversation before. Are you still you? You've grown within the past minutes, have you? You bore me.
Then moving into the 6th of March at midnight UK time, Ana Ramos and Rock Jiménez de Cesáreos with Four Consecutive Steps Toward the Middle World for Radio Broadcast. Recordings of bats. Have Radio Web Macba, an Eric Satie selection, Aaron Zim, Zeppelin and Irene Moon taking us through the UK night. And then at Dawn Chorus, it'll be part two of Chris Watson with Sue Cow, recorded in the Borneo rainforest at dawn. And at Wakey Wakey time, 8:30 a.m, Kenny G with Intelligent Design and Dirt with Ken Friedman. A long, very interesting discussion about the Stooges.
The Stooges tune Dirt.
Dirt.
Well-known rock classic.
I mean, it's not, you know, it's, I would say it's one of the best songs on the record, Ken.
Absolutely. I agree. It was the first song that they started rehearsing and recording during the Funhouse sessions.
You know, and it can also be seen as a testament to the late Dave Alexander, the bass player from the Stooges.
Yes,
he Dave is, you know, it's a funny thing. Dave, you know what he's known as? He's known as the Forgotten Stooge, just mm-hmm. with Stooge, not with an S. You know, just the Forgotten Stooge.
Right. Yeah, he's the Invisible Stooge, the Forgotten Stooge.
Well, you know, he passed on just like Ron did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ron, of course, the best known of the Stooges outside of Iggy.
You could call Ron maybe the best known Stooge.
I think he probably
after Iggy. I don't think it's proper to call him one of the best known Stooges. It's more proper to drop the S and give the man a little respect. It should be Stooge.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And
just,
it's funny you mentioned
Stooge.
That since
just,
Iggy's name for a while there was Iggy Stooge.
Right. It wasn't Iggy Stooges. It was just Iggy Stooge.
But he hated that name, apparently, Iggy Stooge. Yeah. And he disavowed it.
But you've got to show the man respect and refer to the individual members of the band as Iggy Stooge. Dave Stooge,
right,
Ron Stooge, Scott Stooge, Stephen Stooge.
And my point, of course, is that since Iggy did disavow the Stooge surname, that would make Ron Ashton Rock Action the primary Stooge.
That's followed by a Radio Broadcast Presents 2 hours of minimalist music. And then Daniela Cascella with Day 6 of Le Pont Mirabeau by Apollinaire at 2:08 p.m. UK time. Andrew Sharpley presents an amazing just over 2 hours show called Slow for Radio Broadcast.
I saw an interview with the Brazilian musician Tom Zay, had a 10-year gap between albums between 1975 and 1985. For part of this time he worked in his cousin's garage, but as he describes it, for a long period of time he didn't do anything at all. There's an interview in which he describes his time doing nothing. When you do nothing for a long period of time, really do nothing, he says, not only does it become difficult to leave the apartment, even going to the kitchen seems like a huge effort. In the end, he says, it's hard just to put one leg in front of the other. He says this with a very serious face. Then suddenly he breaks into a huge grin. And that's a fantastic feeling, he says. Everyone should experience this at some point in their lives. When people's lives do slow down, even the simplest tasks can expand to fill the time available. A long time ago, I was walking through Exeter on the way to a friend's house on the outskirts of town. The road wound up a hill past retirement homes, with well-planted and neatly kept front gardens. In one garden was a 60-year-old woman down on her hands and knees on the front lawn, cutting the grass with a pair of kitchen scissors. As I passed, she looked up and said, "There's always something to do, isn't there?"
Then at 4:15pm, another piece made specially for us, Jason Willett with Edit of Everything. And this is where he gets round to the ducks.
You're very much an Irish band. Why do you think that Irish bands have such an obviously different identity from bands in England? Do you think they're too cold and unemotional?
And then, Christopher De Laurenti with favourite intermissions, all the warm-ups that orchestras do while you're coughing and finding your seat and waiting for your friend to go to the loo. PM UK time, a two-hour radio show made specially for us by Scott Williams. I can't get started. The full radio broadcast schedule is at avfestival.co.uk.